I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hayes Kyle Tate was 20 months old and had been battling brain cancer for most of his young life. It appeared he was in remission, so the family went to Disneyland to celebrate. They stopped at Newport Beach, where Steve Tate pushed his little boy in a swing.
That's probably one of the best moments of my life. We were celebrating his remission at Disneyland. I promised the kids, you know, as soon as Hayes got better, we'd go to Disneyland. And so we did. And we were in Newport Beach, and I was pushing Hayes in the swing, and it was the first time since his diagnosis that he wasn't in cords, hospital cords, and surrounded by feeding tubes. It was just him as a boy. And I had this really spiritual moment with him, and kind of highlight of my fatherhood, you know, life that I lived was, you know, it was one of those surreal moments. And it was in this swing.
Not long afterward, Hayes, the youngest of triplets, always a fighter, passed away surrounded by his family, December 3rd, 2016. Steve woke up in the middle of the night 10 days later and knew he had to write about it.
No, I was absolutely inspired. I knew he was pushing me, and my wife woke up and I said, "You should see the chapter outline of my book." She said, "Your book?" I said, "Yeah, I'm writing a book."
He finished the book in only 4 weeks, and he called it The 20-Month Legend. His goal was mainly just to have a bound book for his family, but it became much more than that after it was published.
But, you know, I think it's been, especially in 2020, I think I've had a lot of positive feedback from it. It just creates perspective. It's a story. It's our story. And it creates perspective. And it's a book about parenting and love and, you know, overcoming trials and finding hope when, you know, all else in the world tells you there's no hope.
On the front cover of the book is a picture of Steve pushing Hayes in that swing at Newport Beach. This past week, they got that very same swing in a package in the mail from the city.
And this swing has meant a lot to us. It's just, you know, the swings, it just reminds us of pushing him and me pushing him on the beach that day. And just the goodness of humanity, someone that followed our story, that follows us on social media, had the idea to go to Newport Beach City and ask for that swing to be donated to us. And so we got this package. You know, I wanted to surprise my wife. It was a total surprise to me as well. I mean, I knew I was giving her my address or something that she was arranging, but never did I imagine it would be the swing where we pushed our son, Hayes. And now it's forever with us. It's in the, you know, the backyard on the swing set of ours.
As the Tates were installing it on their swing set, a green orb of light appeared. They knew it was a Hayes hint, a sign their 20-month legend was there with them.
Those are the things that keep us going as a family.
Steve and Savannah Tate started the Hayes Tough Foundation to help other families dealing with childhood cancer. It is growing. They're adding Hayes ambassadors and finding ways to support others and lift them emotionally, financially, or in whatever way they need it, like this swing did for them. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.